Diapers, toys, food. Mary Hurley, who is pregnant with her fourth child, is a busy shopper.
And I do. I do so much shopping online for everything, you know, for everything else.
Except healthcare.
But this is not something I do until now.
In today's milestone event, Hurley will shop for a mammogram. She logs in on a website called Smart Shopper that Hurley's employer, Harvard University, is testing to see if it helps employees make choices that save money.
So, just scrolling through. That's interesting.
Hurley sees 14 hospitals near her home in Milton, but only two where she would get a reward. There's a $50 green button next to Steward Norwood Hospital, and a $25 reward if Hurley selects Beth Israel Deaconess Milton. She leans toward the latter.
It's in my hometown.
Yeah.
You know, I know right where it is. And I just have stronger brand name recognition with Beth Israel.
But even there, 25 might not be enough of an incentive for you
over Dana-Farber.
A top cancer hospital. But a mammogram at Dana-Farber is four times more expensive than Beth Israel in Milton, which helps explain the reward. Next, for kicks, Hurley does a little healthcare-style window shopping.
Here's an MRI, you know, of your arm, basically a non-joint part of your arm.
Now Hurley sees more well-known hospitals with the green rewards button. And because this test is more expensive, the cashback options are higher. Hurley's retail radar revs up.
I'd have no problem going to South Shore Hospital, Newton Wellesley, Beth Israel, Mount Auburn, over Brigham and Women's or Mass General if I'm going to get $75, $100.
But based on this trial run, Hurley does not expect to become a frequent online healthcare shopper.
I'm not blown away by the savings right off the bat or by the shopping experience overall. It seems pretty limited.
Hurley is fairly typical of patients offered the Smart Shopper tool, says Harvard Medical School Associate Professor Dr. Ativ Mehrotra. His research shows that only about 8% of health plan members choose tests or surgery using the site, but they cut spending on those services by 2% in 1 year.
It's small savings, but they're real savings, so.
Easily hundreds of thousands of dollars for an employer the size of Harvard. And there's little risk to the employer. Harvard only pays Smart Shopper when members use the site. As of now, about 250,000 Massachusetts residents have access to Smart Shopper through their health plan. Mehrotra explains why he expects that number will grow.
We are desperate in the United States for ways to reduce healthcare spending.
And the problem employers have to tackle, says Mehrotra, is rising prices.
It is not that the average American is getting more healthcare over the last decade. If anything, they're getting less healthcare. Why is healthcare spending still increasing? It's because prices are going up faster than inflation.
Which is why employers want employees to pay more attention to prices. Mehrotra's research shows rewards do not save as much as do penalties, as in making employees pay the extra cost of a higher price test. But if companies do that, workers could end up with surprise bills totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars. Dr. Michael Chernew chairs Harvard's Benefits Committee.
The Smart Shopper program is in some ways a carrot, not a stick. It's a situation which really empowers the workers that might want to shop without penalizing those that don't.
But for Harvard, there's a twist. That carrot may look like a stick, whacking Harvard's expensive hospitals. Because if Smart Shopper works, it will steer Harvard employees and their healthcare dollars away from Mass General, Brigham and Women's, and some of Boston's other best-known hospitals. Chernew says whack is too strong.
I think we might say nudge. It's a much more gentle reminder to people that they should be aware of the implications of their choices broadly and to help them engage with the system.
By shopping for the best bargain in the healthcare aisle. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.